Hi, my name is Jake Gieslin, and thank you for joining in on the podcast. Today, I'm here with a family friend, Liam. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, my name is Liam. Thanks, Jake, for inviting me to the podcast. I grew up in Cyprus. I'm 20 years old, and I'm in a university studying math.
Awesome. Today, I have a few questions for you about how you had cancer. And the first question is, what kind of cancer did you have?
I had colon cancer.
What stage was it?
It was stage one.
What made you think you had cancer, or what made you go to the doctor to see if you had cancer?
So my appendix ruptured. I had appendicitis, and I went to the doctor to get my appendix removed because of it. And the doctor could see my colon, and he saw that there was some kind of like discoloration with it. So he took out a part of it without even, like, you know, I guess letting me know or my parents know or anything, who were also there with me, just to get it tested to see what it was, because he thought it was cancer, kind of like looking at it right away. So he took out a little part of it and went to go get it tested, and it came back cancerous. But they found it kind of accidentally, so that's why it was stage one. Previously, I didn't have any obvious symptoms or anything like that, so I didn't feel anything bad or anything about it.
And what you said the cancer was not genetic?
No, it was not genetic. It was completely random.
What did you do to get through cancer? Like, what was your ups and downs through cancer?
Well, I mean, when they told me, it was obviously, you know, pretty upset, and my family was pretty upset. But they said it would be a pretty easy kind of cancer recovery thing, just because it's stage one, and we were just like, it was just like super lucky. Actually, was just finding it while it had appendicitis. He had said previously that it was there for about 7 years, or it had been forming for 7 years. It was just about to actually go, or it was pretty close to stage two, actually. But he said to fix it, we could just have a surgery and kind of remove the parts of the colon that were cancerous. And it would just be kind of like that. The only other thing, though, was that they had to test me to see if cancer was anywhere else. So that was a little scary.
How challenging was it to tell your family that you had cancer?
Well, they were with me, so I didn't have to tell them. And any other family members, they told instead of me. But yeah, my family was with me, so... yeah.
Okay. And were there other treatment options than just having surgery?
Not that I'm aware of. The doctor kind of, like, immediately, like, in the same conversation, just kind of flips to surgery. So, yeah, that was kind of it, I'm assuming. I don't think, if there was any other option, the doctor just saw surgery as the best one by far, so he never even told us about any other option.
Okay. How was your cancer diagnosis affected by your family, or you or your family?
I didn't, like, all of a sudden get sick or anything like that, but I felt, pretty scared and things like that. I was a little nervous if the cancer was anywhere else, and thankfully it wasn't. So, it really was kind of an easy, lucky process. I just got the surgery, and it was kind of over. But I do have to go to the doctor every 6 months to get tested for cancer.
What was a typical day for you when you had cancer?
Luckily not as bad as it could have been. I guess the worst of it was just waiting to see if I had more cancer. I had no symptoms, like I said. The surgery was very quick, or done very quick. It was within the same week. So, yeah, it was a very smooth process, as I said.
And my final question is, did you ever look to God or in your faith when you were feeling down?
Yeah, I did. I prayed a couple times, especially when I was waiting to find out. And then once I did, and it was all kind of about a surgery, I put a lot of my faith in the doctors and things like that. And, thank God it all went properly.
Awesome. Thank you for being here, Liam. I really appreciate it. And thank you for joining in for the podcast. You all have an awesome day. Bye.